Ghana is in West Africa. Its neighbor to the north is Burkina Faso. Keep going north on the map, and you'll find Mali, Mauritania, and Algeria. Officials say those three countries have all reported an increase in activity by a terrorist group affiliated with al-Qaeda. The group is known as al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. It recently claimed responsibility for the killing of a British hostage in Mali and an American aid worker in Mauritania. Reporter Eric Schmidt has written about the group for the New York Times. Eric, this group's been around for a while, but it sounds as if they're really stepping up attacks. How do counterterrorism officials characterize the group?
Well, this was a group that was originated in Algeria in the early 90s against fighting against the government in Algiers. But in the last couple of years, it has branched out and formed an alliance in North Africa with al-Qaeda. And they're taking advantage of a couple of things. One is the Algerian security forces have driven them out of, put a lot of pressure on them in Algeria. So they're looking for new places to set up staging areas, in a way help pay for their operations. And also prove to kind of the terrorist community, not only in the region, but to the world, that they're a serious player.
Can you give any sense of the growth or strength over time? I think some people will remember the 2007 attack in Algiers. Killed 41 people, and it was in part an attack on the United Nations. Can you give us a sense sort of since then?
Yeah, that was kind of, if you will, their breakout moment where they were really trying to demonstrate their bona fides on an international scale. There was a little bit of a dip in their activities, but in the last 6 weeks or so, as you've chronicled, they've been responsible for a number of incidents around the region. And the big concern that kind of terrorism officials have is they could spread to Europe, where the Algerian community there has traditionally had support, financial support, logistics support for the original group.
Is there any evidence of a strong Europe connection? I mean, or that they are actually behind anything in Europe yet?
Not yet. It's again, it's primarily financial and logistical support that they provide for the group back home. One thing that officials, particularly in France, Italy, and Germany, are watching is if those cells could turn, as they say, operational and conduct attacks in Europe itself. That hasn't happened yet, but it's something that officials in Europe and the United States, because of American interests in Europe, are watching quite closely.
I gather there's some evidence, or at least some concern, that al-Qaeda types from North Africa who've been fighting in Iraq are now returning home. And I wonder if there's a relationship between Iraq stabilizing, or hopefully stabilizing, and this region destabilizing in some sense.
There is. The concern is that even if they're in small numbers, they bring back with them some very deadly skills, whether it's in bomb-making, ambushes, but any kind of skill like that that they learned in Iraq, fighting against U.S. and allied forces there, they can bring back as operators in these countries, but also as trainers and setting up small training camps in some of the desert areas of these countries that don't have strong militaries or security services, in places like Mauritania and Mali. They're quite poor countries, and where they can operate with somewhat impunity.
And finally, I guess, what's the strategy? You quote an army commander who talks about the Green Berets sort of redoubling efforts to train folks there to fight these terrorists in their own backyards. Is that effective? Is that the way to go? What are people talking about?
Yes, there are several strategies. One is that the American government has come in and not only is providing economic assistance and other kind of aid to these governments, but Army Special Forces are coming in to train the militaries of some of these countries in counterinsurgency tactics and techniques. They're also sharing information, intelligence with these countries, and they're trying to act as a go-between among many of these countries in the region who traditionally have not cooperated that closely on security matters to bond together against this common threat. So the U.S. has helped sponsor conferences and training so that these countries themselves can work together, share equipment, share intelligence, share even operations to combat this threat.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there for today. Thanks so much. Eric Schmidt is reporter for the New York Times.
You're welcome.